the rest of the story. When Borica was a child growing up in Hungary, her best friends were decades older than she. Her father ran a sanitarium in which the elderly recuperated from illnesses, and so while other girls her age played with other girls her age, Borica's special playmates were old people. Her father encouraged the inclination. He said, "You can learn so much from them." He said, "They have already lived a lifetime." But this is the rest of the story. Borica was still quite young when the Nazis came, forcing her and her family into the ghetto. She was motherless and 13 when she and her kindly father were dispatched to Auschwitz. One day in what we now know was the dark prince of all death camps, Borica found herself in the long line of prisoners. Where were they all going? She asked someone. There was no answer. The fact was, of course, that at the end of that long line was the fire. Everyone in that line, shuffling slowly forward, was inching toward oblivion. And then, for no reason that Borica could conceive, the uniformed officer with a gun cut her out of the line. "Little girl, go back," she was told. So tiny Borica went back and lived. She never saw her father again. Young Borica was to find herself in a similar line innumerable times after that. And each time at the last moment, she was called out, separated, and sent away. And after a while, the girl drew her own conclusion as to why. That there on the brink of that awful inferno, an angel somehow stood guard, invisibly yet surely, so that Borica could live to tell, and so that Borica could be spared for a special purpose. Through the remainder of the war, Borica was ushered from one camp to another, from Auschwitz to Bergen-Belsen, from Bergen-Belsen to Dachau. When the American soldiers finally liberated the survivors, Borica was weak, emaciated, scared, but alive. And what remained of her life would be dedicated to a most remarkable ministry. For Borica returned to Budapest, where she married, had two sons, and then after the Russians invaded Hungary, she and her new family came to the United States, to St. Louis, where Borica, now Barbara Grossberg, would begin building a monument to love grand enough to overwhelm hate. Someday in the St. Louis area, you may visit a place called Del Mar Gardens. Actually, there are 10 of them now, lawnscaped, lovely retirement homes, gracious, spacious, immaculate accommodations, beautiful surroundings for grandfathers and grandmothers for whom this ultimately comfortable retreat was created. Pleasant, home-like surroundings where each newcomer is greeted with a genuinely warm embrace and where the loving attentiveness never ends. When you approach the inviting facade of Del Mar Gardens and then enter, you'll be in a happy place. And in its way, a hallowed place for a little girl whose first best friends were grandfathers and grandmothers has built and dedicated this beautiful retreat in the name of her own father and in loving memory of all those others. They did not die for nothing once one knows the rest of the story.